Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, we'll have garage clearing skies in the upper 70s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the lower 60s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday, it looks like we'll see chances of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny in the upper 80s. And Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Right now, it's 54.
At Community Healthcare Systems Frankfort Clinic, we live the mission of enriching the lives of the people we serve. From comprehensive family medicine and therapy services to laboratory and basic x-ray, our healthcare experts are proud to care for the youngest community members to the most senior. Schedule your appointment today at CHCS's Frankfort Clinic, 292-4451.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Authorities allege a Kansas man was intoxicated when the boat he was operating struck a rock bluff on Lake of the Ozarks in central Missouri, killing three friends. 22-year-old Hayden Frazier of Overland Park was released from jail yesterday morning. He was arrested on Saturday. Formal charges haven't yet been filed. Authorities identified those killed as 23-year-old Joseph Lamarck and 24-year-old Daniel Lewis, both of Overland Park, and 21-year-old Haley Hakanadel of Olathe. Garden City Community College trustees searching for an independent investigator to look into faculty allegations that the college's president has created a hostile workplace. A report from the Faculty Senate accuses college president Herbert Swender of sexual harassment, intimidation, and other misconduct. It alleges his actions are jeopardizing the college's accreditation. Board of Trustees attorney Randy Grizzell said Friday that he has asked to find an investigator. Mid-America Network News.
Isn't it great that the food you crave can be so good for you? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. Beef Month is a time to celebrate the farmers and ranchers who work hard every day to raise safe and nutritious beef. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by
Tiffany Cattle Company, a complete cattle feeding and marketing service, online at tiffanycattle.com.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Alright guys, so your wife wants a new kitchen, but you don't have the right tools and, let's face it, the time or skills to do it yourself. Contact our friends at Burwell Construction. They have the expertise, products, and knowledge to make life easy for you and your wife. Burwell Construction has been in business for over 25 years. The design process for a brand new kitchen is easy with the latest technology. Find Burwell Construction online today.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Some researchers worry about the increasing Hispanic infant mortality rate in Kansas as the trend moves in the opposite direction for babies overall in the state. The Wichita Eagle reports that the Hispanic community has historically had low infant mortality rates despite lack of access to prenatal care. But the director for the Center for Research for Infant Birth and Survival says she fears that Hispanic babies are becoming more likely to die in their first year. Interfaith Ministries in Wichita says its homeless shelter will begin accepting people with pets by late summer or early fall. Wichita Eagle reports that the Interfaith Inn is a 24-hour shelter with 52 beds for the homeless. The program director says a facility behind the Interfaith Inn will be converted into a board space that houses 3 to 5 animals. And the Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence celebrated the largest graduating class in history this week, with 234 students graduating on Friday. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you ride the trails on an ATV or hug the corners on a motorcycle, you've found your passion, and we want to help you protect it. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we can help you navigate the terrain knowing that we have the coverage to help you protect your joyrides. Our ATV and motorcycle insurance is designed for your machine and your lifestyle, giving you the freedom to ride with less worry. Come see us for a quote at Blue Valley Insurance in Greenleaf, Lynn, Hanover, Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. State highway projects expected to delay travelers in western and southeastern Nebraska. The Nebraska Transportation Department says work is scheduled to begin today on Nebraska Highway 61 in the Grant area of Perkins County. In Pawnee County, bridge work is scheduled to begin June 4th on Nebraska Highway 65 south of Pawnee City. The number of independents and libertarians in Nebraska is still on the upward swing, while the Democratic Party continues to lose voters and
Republican registrations stay relatively flat. The Nebraska Secretary of State's office said the Libertarian Party of Nebraska saw another surge in its membership before the primary election, even though it's still dwarfed by the Republican and Democratic parties. And projects that encourage outdoor recreation could be eligible for grants. The State Game and Parks Commission accepting applications for outdoor recreation grants. Mid-America Network News.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams, and our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap.
John Sidorek at Heartland Avionics. At Augusta Municipal Airport, John, you've got a special going on for the summer months that's truly a help for private aircraft owners.
Correct. We will do an IFR certification and also a transponder certification. Simply schedule your IFR certification by calling us at 733-4060. We will also do your transponder cert at no additional charge.
Heartland Avionics at Augusta Municipal Airport. And online at iFlyAugusta.com.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted each week on our website and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners met Monday, also handling routine matters. The Historical Society reported renovations. The former county jail have been completed. A notice of a public hearing on the revised neighborhood revitalization program has been scheduled for Tuesday, May 29th, 9 a.m. in the commissioner's room at the Washington County Courthouse. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday and heard a bid on replacement for the Centralia Bridge. Materials were bid at $271,500, with labor $25,000. If a pedestrian walkway is to be added, that would be an additional $41,000 for both materials and labor. The board made no decision. They also discussed a bridge in Gilman Township. They plan to close the bridge until a decision is made concerning whether or not to replace the structure. A fatality accident was reported in Gage County Wednesday afternoon. Sean Vrasper, age 18, of Beatrice, was killed when he apparently ran a stop sign at U.S. 77 and West Lilac Road, 2 miles south of Beatrice. He was struck by Sadie Saunders, age 47, of Topeka, who was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigation into the accident continues. Marysville High School graduated 57 seniors Sunday afternoon. Graduation exercises were moved inside the gymnasium with a threat of rain. Senior scholarship awards were presented Thursday evening. Holly Holthouse was named class salutatorian, co-valedictorians Haley Bruna and Avery Williams. Harry High School graduation and commencement exercises were held last weekend. Axtell recognized co-valedictorians Montana Heinen and McKenna Cook. Centralia salutatorian was Parker Bowers and valedictorian Katie Glotzik. At Frankfort, salutatorian was Jaron Thomas and co-valedictorians Tegan Brandt and Broderick Shirley. Hanover salutatorian was Rachel Shirley and valedictorian Claire Zarbonicki. And at Valley Heights, class salutatorian was Kayla Smith, valedictorian Brian Youngenberg. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips, a muffin, macaroni and cheese, green beans, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, scalloped potato, a wheat roll, peas and carrots, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Once a year, Feldkamp closes their eyes to profit to clean up our store and clean out our warehouse. We call this our sweep-out sale. And this year, Feldkamp's massive inventory is up to one half off. No way! And 1 year interest-free. These offers are too good to last. Up to one half off sofas, sectionals, and reclining furniture. Up to one half off dining sets, bedroom furniture, and certain mattresses. Plus 1 year interest-free. See store for details. During the sweep-out sale at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart in Manhattan, Salina, Junction City, Concordia, and Marysville.
Scott Twink J. Taylor, age 52, of Barnston, formerly of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service 2 p.m. this afternoon at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Scott Twink Taylor. Ruth A. Tate, age 71, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Rosary Tuesday at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday noon until 5 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ruth Tate.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, starting off for this Monday, we're going to see gradual clearing skies, but it does look like, thanks to a system moving through, we're going to see isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms all the way through the end of the week, pretty much just on and off. Otherwise, temperatures in the upper 70s throughout the rest of the day and back into the 80s for the rest of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, gradual clearing skies in the upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, will continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 87. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 65. For Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 86. Wednesday night, will continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms at 66. Thursday, partly sunny, slight chance of storms at 87. And that's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Nearly certain chances of precipitation still didn't yield a very significant amount of precip over the weekend. 25, 30 hundredths here in the Marysville area. Average high temperature mid-May, 77. Record high on this date, 91 in 1964. The average low, 56. Record low is 36 in 1981. Sunset this evening, 8:34. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04. 55 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the northwest. That's check in the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 21st of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking. Reporting.
Steph Curry was on target and history in the NHL. Hi everyone, Sharon Reed reporting on sports. The Golden State Warriors made a statement Sunday night, blowing out the Rockets 126-85 at Oracle Arena. Steph Curry scored 35 on 13 for 23 shooting. Golden State head coach Steve Kerr said better team defense made the difference.
We were so much better as a team defensively tonight that it may have shown up that Steph played better, but it was really everybody.
Warriors lead the series 2-1. Meanwhile, in Vegas.
2 seconds, a centering feed, and it goes wide, and that's it! It's over! The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final!
On KRLV, the Golden Knights defeated the Winnipeg Jets 2-1 to win the Western Conference Finals in 5 games. Vegas is the first team to reach the Stanley Cup Finals in their first season since the 1968 St. Louis Blues. On Sunday Night Baseball, Brian McCann backed up Lance McCullers' strong start.
The 1-0. Bashes one. Right center field. Deep into the pin. It's 2-0.
On KBME, the Astros beat the Indians 3-1. Earlier Sunday, the Braves came back from a 9-4 ninth inning deficit to stun the Marlins 10-9.
The pitch. Line to the left field line. That is a fair ball. Into the corner. The Braves have
On WCNN, Dansby Swanson capped the 6-run comeback with a 2-run walk-off double. In Boston, J.D. Martinez hit his 14th and 15th homers to tie teammate Mookie Betts for the most in baseball.
Swing, there's a drive, deep right center field toward the triangle. Jones looking up, and this ball is gone.
On WEEI, Red Sox beat the Orioles 5-0. And Tyler Austin went deep twice as well as the Yankees walloped the Royals 10-1. Sharon Reed, ABC Sports.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor Zero Turn Mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is your Hustler authorized dealer. See Terry, Luke, or Kim, or visit BlueValleyTrailers.com.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House of Representatives continue its debate on the 2018 Farm Bill, the final vote on passage coming sometime today. House Republican leadership and House Ag Chair Mike Conaway still trying to round up enough Republican votes to guarantee passage, as no Democrats will vote for the bill because of changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And several moderate Republicans also oppose the bill for the same reason. Hardline conservative House members say the SNAP changes aren't strict enough. The bill is too generous to farmers, especially the large ones. House members first began debate on the bill on Wednesday and approved several non-controversial amendments by voice vote. The most controversial amendment that will be discussed make changes to the National Sugar Program. Now, the House Rules Committee did not agree to allow consideration of some of the more controversial amendments, like forbidding SNAP usage to buy sweetened beverages, as well as removing the classification of hemp as marijuana. One amendment that was approved for debate would affect crop insurance by phasing out all subsidies over time. The Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau sent a letter this week asking Congress to do no harm to crop insurance. A recent survey by Cargill shows that approximately three-quarters of Americans plan to grab an apron and spatula to get grilling as the weather warms up. As consumers grill steaks, chicken, and burgers this year, Cargill wanted to find out if consumers trust that their food is safe. Cargill's Feed for Thought survey finds that 94% of the country believes the meat they buy for the grill is safe. About 80% of respondents believe their food producers are taking necessary steps to ensure the meat is safe for the grill. Another 87% of respondents believe that the animal's diet can have a positive impact on food safety. Chuck Warner of Cargill said food safety a top priority as Americans get to the grill. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. House Republicans fell short of the necessary simple majority vote needed to pass their go-it-alone 2018 farm bill after conservatives revolted when GOP leaders refused to give them an early vote on immigration reforms. The Conservative Freedom Caucus demanded a vote on immigration reform before a farm bill vote. And with no Democrats supporting the farm bill, GOP leaders needed the conservatives' votes, and they didn't get them. The loss, although not unprecedented, was still a blow for a farm bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 198, the nays are 213. The bill does not pass.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, who spearheaded food stamp reforms in the bill, immediately sought a new vote, which was put off, giving the lame duck speaker more time to lobby conservatives.
What purpose does the gentleman from Wisconsin seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, I have a motion at the desk.
Clerk will report the motion.
Mr. Ryan of Wisconsin moves to reconsider the vote on passage of H.R. 2.
The question is on the motion to reconsider. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
House Ag Chair Mike Conaway chastised Democrats for moving to recommit the bill for numerous improvements when they offered no amendments originally in committee.
I recommend that my folks vote against the last-minute, last-ditch effort to look like they're legislating because they ignored the legislative process for over a month, including in committee. And let's move this forward. Vote no on this amendment and yes on this, and I yield back.
The gentleman yields back.
The House debate was dominated by days of partisan feuding over GOP SNAP work and training requirements the Democrats said would scuttle benefits for some 2 million adults and children, but Republicans argued would encourage work and create personal dignity. No farm bill yet. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Over 340 years of roofing experience, and that's just the management and estimating team. It's no wonder Ray Roofing is one of the most successful roofing companies in Kansas. As a sixth-generation family-owned business, Ray Roofing specializes in built-up, modified, cold-applied, EPDM, TPO, and tapered roofing systems. Whether the structure roof is commercial, sheet metal, or flat residential, Ray Roofing was founded on the belief that a roof is only as good as the roofer applying it. Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Isn't it great that the food you crave can be so good for you? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. Beef Month is a time to celebrate the farmers and ranchers who work hard every day to raise safe and nutritious beef. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by
Circle H Center Pivot Repair of Cimarron, Kansas, your authorized rain key dealer, the people who make mud look good, online at CircleHIrrigation.com.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. A lot of what we do here at Farming America is, let's say it's from 30,000 feet looking down on the big issues, but let's zoom in today to one farming community and a feel-good story. More about that after this.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Big issues are generally what we talk about here on Farming America because, well, it's just the nature of this medium where we are in many markets across Farming America and we talk about issues that affect the most number of people. But today we're going to zoom in on Auburndale, Wisconsin. It's because of an email from Josh Nagel, who is a counselor at the elementary school in Auburndale. And where is Auburndale, Josh?
Oh, we are right in the middle of Wood County by Marshfield in Wisconsin Rapids.
Josh's email promised a feel-good story, so let's begin, Josh.
Well, every year since 2007, our high school has been part of a tractor parade where we had our middle and high school students drive their tractors to school, and it would raise money to benefit someone in need in our community. This year, our tractor club, which is led by students, and our leadership classes, which is all juniors and seniors in high school, they organized this all on their own with the help of the FFA advisor, Mark Knoyer, and they raised tripled any other year amount of money that has been raised, almost $14,000. And they organized this by getting sponsors, selling T-shirts, brat fry, and they had these tractors drive all the way through Auburndale around the elementary school, and the whole community came out to support this. They lined the streets, and I think we almost had 50 tractors go through town.
And $14,000 is a lot of money when you consider how small Auburndale is.
Well, Auburndale itself is a town of 705 people. Our whole school district from 4K to 12th grade has a little over 800 students in it.
And tell us about the reason for this fundraising effort, Josh.
Yes, there was a little girl born who needed a heart transplant right after birth, and we were able to put a small dent in many of their medical bills.
No, a tractor parade that raises $14,000 badly needed dollars for a family enduring a trauma is not big news. But it is the type of thing going on in farming communities nationwide, and it is representative of the glue that holds our communities, indeed our country, together. Well done, Auburndale, Wisconsin. Back after this.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 55 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs in the middle to upper 70s with sunshine in our forecast.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Tyler Austin hit a pair of two-run homers. Sonny Gray pitched eight innings of four. And the New York Yankees beat the Kansas City Royals 10-1 yesterday to win eight consecutive series for the first time since 1998. Miguel Andujar and Austin Romine added back-to-back homers in the ninth for the Yankees, who've won 14 of their last 15 against the AL Central. Eric Skoglund gave up six runs, eight hits, and two walks in five innings. Kansas City's 5.51 team ERA is by far the worst in the majors. Kansas City remains winless in six rubber games this season. The Royals wrapped up their Legends weekend celebration with Lou Piniella throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. Up next, Royals travel across Missouri to St. Louis for a three-game series that gets underway tonight. Ian Kennedy on the mound, first pitch at 7:15. Mid-America Network Sports.
Oh, oh, oh.
Keep your windshield clean with Bosch Pure Vision wiper blades. Buy one and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Bosch Pure Vision wiper blades install in one easy step, and Bosch's Quiet Glide finish ensures clear vision in any weather. Bosch Pure Vision wiper blades. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not easy being a mom, but my Chrysler Pacifica makes soccer practice a little more fun. I can binge all my shows with the available Uconnect Theater, open the stow-and-go seating to grab my hidden romance novel, or just jam it onto the radio.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song? I didn't hear a song.
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Nico Hernandez's fifth pro fight went pretty much like the rest of his fights have gone, ending in a knockout victory. The Wichita native and 2016 Olympic bronze medalist wasted no time getting in his fifth career win and snatching up the vacant IBA flyweight world title in the process. KSN-TV reports Hernandez was in total control from when the bell rung, barely getting touched by his opponent, Sylvester Canales. Hernandez scored the knockout victory against the man dubbed the Silent Assassin with about 7 seconds left in the first round. The win on Saturday brings Hernandez's record to 5-0 with 4 knockouts. Blown out in 2 games at Boston, the Cleveland Cavaliers turned the tables on the Celtics to get within 2-1 in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron James delivered 27 points and 12 assists as the Cavs hammered the Celtics 116-86, game 4 today in Cleveland. Mid-American Network Sports.
State golf competition scheduled today. Marysville competes at Emporia. Marysville finished runner-up to Wamego in the McPherson Regional. Team members Jason Arndt, Alex Arndt, Tyler Rader, Brant Kiefer, Tabitha Wright, and Jackson Rader. Frankfurt has won all but one meet this year, and they win the 1A Regional. Team members Josh Tynan, Spencer Dressman, Austin Hardwick, Brandon Busman, Aiden Gerstner, and Brandon Anderson. Centralia finishes third in the regional behind Frankfurt and Hansburn. They send the team of Trent Mars, Nathan Rempe, Nathan Hoffler, Kenton Talley, and Jeremy Pettix to the state tournament. Competing in Class 2A, Brian Youngerberg and Brady Trimble of Valley Heights. In Class 1A, Zach Bruna and Dawson Sedlacek of Hanover.
Inside many a Curio cabinet, you will find the product of an unlikely partnership between a German porcelain factory and a Bavarian convent. The story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. It has been said that we only maximize a small percentage of our mind. Imagine if we could unleash the full power of our brain and mind and do things which otherwise would have been impossible. It's called the 15-minute manifestation. Perhaps you're going through a rough time where you've had a bad attitude or feel defeated, and that can only lead to more negative thinking. With a 15-minute manifestation guide, you can change the beliefs that have been holding you back in your relationship, your career, and in your health. Create your own destiny where success can be anything you envision. And to start, you can get a free book, Manifestation Wizardry, today. No tricks. The book is absolutely free. Go to shineyourmind.com. That's shineyourmind.com. The real magic of success and getting more out of life is in this free book, Manifestation Wizardry. And it's yours right now at shineyourmind.com. That's shineyourmind.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 21st, the 141st day of the year. Charles Lindbergh completed the first nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic in 1927, and we remember a Franciscan nun who was born in Bavaria on this day in 1909. Sister Maria was a gifted artist known for her drawings of children. Her artwork soon gained the attention of struggling German porcelain makers. To help save workers' jobs, the sister granted permission for a series of figurines to be created based on her artwork. Those porcelain figures, which have since become one of the world's most popular collectibles and cherished by generations, were the work of Sister Maria Innocentia Hummel, the Hummel behind Hummel figurines. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.